For those who view Muslims as generally insular, inward-looking, and suspicious of the world at large, the results of the poll may come as a surprise. Conducted by the U.S. headquarter group WorldPublicOpinion.org, the poll surveyed the opinions of more than 5,000 people in Egypt, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Iran, Indonesia, the Palestinian territories, and Muslim areas of Nigeria. WorldPublicOpinion.org director Stephen Cull.
All of the Muslim countries that we polled in, a majority or at least a plurality said that they thought that globalization, defined as the increasing connections of our economy with others around the world, is mostly good for their country. Egypt and the Muslim population of Nigeria, in those countries, 8 in 10 said that it was mostly good.
Overall, the poll found 63% of Muslims rating globalization favorably, with 59% viewing trade as beneficial. When reservations about globalization were expressed, respondents did not focus on how the Muslim faith might be affected by growing international ties. Rather, the survey found Muslims concerned about the impact of globalization on the environment and job security. Cole notes that these views are hardly unique to Muslims.
Basically, the patterns that we found here are no different than the patterns around the world. These sentiments are quite common.
Cole says the survey results dispel some common perceptions about Muslims.
Many people assume that people in the Muslim world are uncomfortable with the notion of globalization, that they're afraid of the outside world undermining their culture. It's often interpreted that the negative feelings that the people in the Muslim world express toward the West are derived from a kind of separatist impulse, the desire to not integrate with the larger world. And while there clearly are negative feelings toward the West in the Muslim world, it does not lead them to ultimately want to be separate. They do want to become more integrated economically.
The poll was conducted with the assistance of academic institutions in the countries surveyed. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.